it's a very real problem, and I'm acutely aware of it. And it's quite frustrating because we're working to expand the number of places in speech and language therapy in OT. So, for example, there'd be 50 students from the south studying OT, speech and language therapy, and other therapies in the north from this September. But a lot of them will say to me, well, hang on a second, we could do the degree here, and then we come out and we can meet registration challenges with Cory. There is now a group set up between my own department and the Department of Health on workforce planning. And I accept that Cory is independent. I accept it's the regulator. But I also think it's entirely appropriate that they'd at least engage and talk to education providers in relation to this. Mm.
Can you give us any indication as to when that might be streamlined somewhat? Or as you say, I know Cory are independent, but this is a crisis at the moment that we need addressing.
Yeah, look, they are entirely independent, but put it to you like this, we're now spending taxpayers' money ring-fencing places in the north for students from our jurisdiction, and it simply would be illogical that we're investing taxpayers' money and that those students would come out of that system and not be able to work in our own health service. Mm. So there's students starting right now, this month, and I think it's a legitimate expectation that they should have that they're able to work in the health service.